You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the Stock Picks of the Day podcast. We're going to be giving you a list of top three stocks which could give 11 to 17% return in the short term. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
We spoke to Aditya Agarwal of Way to Wealth Brokers Limited, and this is the list of three stocks that he gave us, which could give 11 to 17% in return. We start with BPCL. It has a sell call, target of 346 rupees, stop loss at 440 rupees, time frame of 15 to 21 sessions for return of as much as 17%. Next, Chennai Petro has a sell call, target of 262 rupees, stop loss at 325 rupees, return of 13%. And finally, Divi's Laboratories has a buy call, target of 1,210 rupees, stop loss at 1,010 rupees, return of as much as 11%. Before we go into the specifics of each of those stocks, let's take a quick look at what Nifty 50 has been doing up until now. Nifty 50 eventually conquered 10,800 on a closing basis in Tuesday's trading session, but follow-up buying was clearly missing. The 25 basis points rate hike by FOMC somehow hurt the bullish sentiment, and Nifty 50 slipped below 10,800 during Wednesday's trade. On the daily chart, we're seeing a formation of bearish divergence, and RSI is struggling near 60 levels. On a weekly chart, Nifty formed a bearish engulfing pattern during late to mid-May 2018, and the candle high of set pattern is pegged at 10,929. Therefore, 10,929 will act as a strong resistance, and only a weekly close above this level will negate the bearish candle. On the flip side, 10,710 will act as an immediate support, below which the next support comes in at 10,620. Options data also indicate towards stiff resistance between 10,900 and 11,000 range. The maximum call writing has been seen at 10,900 and 11,000 strike options, and this 100 points range will continue to act as a supply zone for Nifty in the short to medium term perspectives. However, on the lower side, put writing base has shifted from 10,500 to 10,700 strike options, and that indicates that players are not expecting Nifty to breach 10,700 in the near term. For the next few trading sessions, Aditya Agarwal expects Nifty to trade in a broad range of 10,680 to 10,940, where to move towards the higher side of the range can be used to book profit in trading long positions. A quick look at the recent history of those three stocks that Aditya has given to us. We start with BPCL. BPCL has been in a strong downward trend since the past several weeks, and in that pessimism, the stock hit a low of 360 rupees during late May 2018. Subsequently, it saw a pullback from an oversold zone and climbed above the 400 mark. Last week's close coincided with the June 23, 2017 close, which was acting as a strong support. But post the breakdown, such level should reverse its role and now should prove as stiff resistance. Also, the stock retraced its 61.8% of its entire move from the top of 454.5 rupees to the bottom of 360 rupees. On the daily chart, RSI comes near 60 levels and is struggling to cross such levels, with this weekly RSI also indicating a negative reversal. Considering all of this evidence, the advice for traders from Way to Wealth Brokers is to short this stock in a range of 410 to 416 rupees with a price target of 346 rupees. Stop loss should be placed at 440 on a closing basis for returns expected of as much as 17%. From BPCL, we move on to Chennai Petro, which also has a sell call. Chennai Petro is in a protracted downtrend, and in that pessimism, again, the stock hit a fresh 52-week low of around 262 rupees. Subsequently, it saw a decent pullback in the past few weeks, but on the higher side is facing stiff resistance near the 310 to 317 zone, which coincided with its previous support zone. Also, the 50% retracement of its previous swing move comes near 310 rupees. Therefore, the recommendation to traders is to go short in a range of 307 to 310 rupees with a price target of 262 rupees and stop loss placed above 325 rupees for returns expected of 13%. And finally, we have Divi's Laboratories, which has a buy call. On the daily chart, Divi's Lab has formed a strong base near the 1020 zone, which coincided with the daily 200-day moving average and has started moving higher. During last week, the stock formed a doji candle precisely at weekly 45 exponential moving average. The higher top, higher bottom formation on the weekly chart is intact. Therefore, Aditya Agarwal and Way to Wealth Brokers believe that the stock is likely to resume its uptrend and therefore advise traders to buy this stock in a range of 1080 rupees to 1070 rupees with a price target of 1210 rupees. A stop loss should be placed at 1010 rupee levels, below which a bullish view will be negated. Just to quickly run down those names one last time, BPCL, Celcol, target 346, stop loss 440, return 17%. Chennai Petro, Celcol, target 262, stop loss 325, return 13.13%. And finally, Divi's Laboratories, buy call, target 1210, stop loss 1010, return 11%. Well, those were some trading ideas, news you can use. Hopefully, you will bear those in mind as you go into trade today on the last day of the trading week. Until the next time I see you, on behalf of everyone here at the Money Control Podcast Desk, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.